Pastor Raste Gavanto, Lasse, please. Okay, let's all come closer to the front. The exalted one, you sit upon the throne. You are worthy of our praise. Your spirit you have given us, so we will worship you now. You are worthy of our praise. The exalted one. Again, everybody. The exalted one who sits upon the throne. You are worthy of our praise. Your spirit you have given us, so we worship you now. You are worthy of our praise. Somebody just worship. Somebody just worship. Over the devil, as over Roste Gabanda, those Amanana, no Sapalaka Tola Kezobala Maza Malamala Malamashenda, Alamana Manamana Manamaza Balere Sibala Balan, no Sipada de Potata, Lipo Bade da, Malio Zipoli, Rosipola Pizota, Emalemos, Emalemos, the Magapoli, Zopala Bozabada, Castega Potate. Hola mala 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 mozo pale roste ga pole masha ta malizo pale mozo pale mozo pale mozo pale mozo pale mozo pale este que te em procha ga pole maze pote se que pola za pala pala baste ga pole ma enta zo bala o mala tanto ta. Please worship. Libro la mala mala mozo pale mola ta ta le so pala za pala ma se me ga procha mala mozo pale roste ga pole maze to mala zenta. I just only remembered a song we sing close to 20 years ago. It goes thus. It says, with Christ in my boat, I can smile at a storm. Smile at a storm. Smile at a storm. With Christ in my boat, I can smile at a storm. Leave the rest. The rest, as I am saying, but you go is telling us something actually. I can smile at a storm. Hallelujah. Come on, be in faith. I said, you say you can smile in the storm. Hallelujah. Be in faith. Be in faith. Woo. You are trying to catch up, right? I'll wait for you. Malo Zavande Kola Stavande Dodo Savadanada. Woo. Vatio. Ha hey. Woo. Woo. Ha ha. Me on that take or stick a brother in the zone and now, land in the money. Oh, Carlos Zabada, oh, Kata Tata, leader the day. In laughter is our victory. Carosa Patata Tavoy, laughter is a reality. Ratio Nina Nel Zamala Malama Colapo Sapatata Rosada the day. I can smile at the storm. I can smile at the storm. You are not smiling, oh. Mali Rosate, Dando, Zapata, Carosa, Bata, Castro, Batata, Lingana, Sadate, Lakezoba, Deteo, Rastakata, Emanez, 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 you know, before the Lord, mountains keeps as ram. For the admission shall be this year. Laro Zima Ketole Moza Pali Mozimene Rastegepa. For you will not wait any longer. Mama man now Zamale Mokostika potato rasede masubendena Mimala Mozo Palaboko Polibas the Baka Polibas take te. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have tarried so long in the world that you don't know how to smile again, have you? You have tarried so long. Now, I remember a guy, he said, He says, when I was in the world, I know he's a preacher, right? So he usually said that I was the second in command of the devil. And even as he's preaching, he's still looking like the second in command of the devil. Amen. Praise God. You know, I've met ladies that, you know, devil can lie a lot. Say, I was the queen of the coast. Which coast? Which coast? How many coasts is in you? Somebody has never got to Lagoon before. Amen. Say, I was the queen of the coast. No river in a village. Amen. And when you now come to Christianity, you still be behaving like a queen of a coast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody rejoice. Hallelujah. You just do something. I can smile at the storm. I'm waiting for you. You're not smiling. I didn't say you stop. Ooh, hallelujah. Where are your sister? Just smile. Just smile. Manuel Stoga, Taka, Lasta, Lemon, oh, hallelujah. We actually signed your positions. Amen. Mario still give it up. Joshua, leave this camera and smile. Hallelujah. Praise God. It shall be done. It shall be done. It shall be done. Amen. It shall be done. You won't have to beg. Okay? You won't have to beg. You won't have to wait. But and it shall be done. You won't have to beg. I'm serious. You have to beg, you have to lobby, yet it shall be done. It shall be done. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just be in faith for one moment. Be in faith. See, I love giving you the spirit free course. Hallelujah. That's just me. Mani Rose Batisa. Ketatete Sopateta. Liromanta. Patos tegepito li ostako stegevi so irose li keto kalisto gavantito zepale bratek dendano stemege pala mazepapa shito mima kelo zama mama mima mana mana mo zopale rasse balema la mazapala masemeke temeke taleke zota tatao le boba tabalama impress we silence the accuser hala ozapa in the rostege pala mo zopale rasse katelo zata ela bata baka polema zepaba o sata baka pala. See, praise is taking a stand for victory. Hallelujah. Malaros Segeta. We take a stand for victory in our praise. In our praise, we take a stand for victory. We take a stand that yes, this is who I am, and I'm taking nothing less. Hallelujah. Patatosta. Elemante. Poleke zopa. Tokoreste. Osteke potake popan. Glory to God. Ha halando zavatos. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For 10 more seconds, just smile. Okay, you can laugh too. Ah, woo, just laugh. Do some laughter, hallelujah. Don't worry, I will still teach you everything from the Greek word, from the Hebrew word, but just laugh, just be in faith, hallelujah. Yeah. Just be in faith. Ah. Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Valeo, sir. No, you must not wait till you. Same way, you didn't wait till you finish Soccer Establishment Series 1 to Series 6. Is it 6 now? Until you start explaining something to somebody. Same way, you don't wait full comprehension before you start acting in faith. Amen. You simply respond to the promptings of God in you. Amen. Say, God makes promptings in me. Say, God tickles me. I respond. Oh, glory to God. You know, some people you will tickle them, you will touch all their body, nothing, they are dead. Amen. See, I'm not dead.
I'm not dead.
I will resurrect you today. Amen. Are you Lazarus? Tell me your son name. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, I respond to the promptings of God in me. Say, God gyrates in me and I respond. Ah, hallelujah. Don't worry, and don't look at our number. All those shares, they are for us. Oh, that's the standard. They are for us. Amen. Amen. We are not here to bless the grasses. We are here to bless men. And they are coming. Amen. Hey, think not about those things. They are coming. Praise God. Please take note of that. You know, that's in line with what we have been teaching for the past few weeks. Eh? Don't wait. See, the reason why you have a pastor is because when you are now going to excesses, he will simply control you. Simple. But don't wait till, in fact, you know, I told some people, I said, I prefer a celestial church where careness, where, although their tongue is still makuri, masida, amen, to a place where it's so dry, no fake or original Holy Ghost, amen. Praise God. Please, if you are hearing that this place is fake Holy Ghost, but there is somewhere that there is not even as much as head, if there be any Holy Ghost, please go for the fake Holy Ghost, amen. In the fake, you will find the original. You know what I'm saying anyway, in context. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't wait. Don't be too reserved. You saw a sick man. Don't just be too reserved. Just I want to do something. I want to do something. Amen, amen. Don't be too reserved. Don't be too conservative. Be bold. It's a speaking life. You speak. You demonstrate. You feel the prompting. You act on it. Amen. Praise God. Okay, I have plenty. Please, you can sit down, Star Christy. I know Pastor Ezekiel gave you a serious task. Don't mind him. Please sit down. Bragisha, sit down. Everybody sit down. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, prayer is not a preamble. It's not. As in, if you have known me very well, you know that I can be in a service. You know, there's no microphone. I will pick a chair, stand on it. I know as tall as I am, I will stand again on a chair. I will start preaching. But see, prayer is not a preamble, amen. When we say let's pray, we're not trying to start a service. Prayer is a service. Huh? Prayer is a service. In Christianity, prayer is service. Amen. Amen. Say, I treasure prayer. Say, I treasure prayers. Say, I pray. That's just you. We are going to do a lot of prayers in this place. Hallelujah. 6 hours is coming. 12 hours. 24. Amen. You know, it's just, I won't bring coffee. Amen. Okay, praise God. I'll simply give you, all of you, one bottle of water for 12 hours. Amen. So that bottle of water is just for 12 hours. After 12 hours, I give you another bottle of water. And we continue for 24 hours. You will be tired. We will sit down. We will pull you up. It's normal. In prayer, you pray till you are tired. Simple. There is no strength in Christ for you to stay like this for 40 days. And it's not in Christ, though. Amen. Amen. That type of strength, you just want to stay like this. That, it's not in Christ. It's flesh. After 8 hours, your knees will look like you want to break. You will tell it. In fact, if you will tie it together, you are staying. Amen. You are going to pray in this place. What's our boast? You know, somebody was telling me just last night. He said, "Emoji, are you awake?" I said, "Why are you still awake?" I said, "Do you think this is by Greek word, like just going to just near Greek word because you have so much?" A lot of time I will prepare sermon. I told somebody, I said, if I really want to teach on Facebook, I said, the way I do it is, I think it's my wife I was telling. I said, I will type, you know, Microsoft Word, right? So I will type it with font 11. And I will stop at minimum of 14 pages. Yes, 14 pages. That's one post. So no font 11. That's very small, the normal one. Then 14 pages. But now, if I'm not really serious, it can, like, which series was that? It actually got to 23 pages per series. That is, I am serious with the word. But when you are now in the place of direct ministry, my guy, you don't rely upon what you know, amen? Because you can be giving somebody Greek word, and what it actually needs is is something else, amen? Praise God. Yes, in this place we teach, we treasure the word, trust me. But also, get ready to flow. Get ready to flow. But we are going to have some, of course, no worry, there will be order in this place. But we are still going to have some service, some type of service. Not only believers' meetings. That I will just be preaching, and over there, somebody will just say, "Ah, sir, I give you the microphone, you take over." Amen. Praise God. See, and something is called giving the spirit free course. Amen. Praise God. As well, like me, I don't have pattern. Like that type of street, this is how it has been. This is how it must be. Me, I don't have it. I'm sorry. I don't. I never did. I never loved it. Amen. Yes, dear. So that, praise God. Okay. Mark 16. Don't mind the noise of the generator. Just get used to you. Just focus your eyes on the word. No. Mark 16 from verse 17. Before Mark 16, I don't know if you remember what you studied last week. Last week, what did we study? Huh? Sir, what is the topic, sir? Walking in the spiritual. That was the second topic. What is the first topic? The church. Right? The purpose of the church, right? Thank you, sir. So I'm briefly, you can tell me what is the purpose of the church? Is the church? Look at your book. Look at your book. Just look, look. And indirect stuffs. Yes? Yeah, in church, we train ministers, and it is the is in the church where people should receive calls to what? For ministry. Amen. When I said last week, I said you must not receive call for ministry on Orioke. And you said one rast spoke to you, and that was your confidence for ministry. No, amen. It's in the church where that we want to launch men out of ministry. Yes, any other thing, sir?
The church is where the things of the spirit are taught.
The church is where the things of the spirit are what? Taught and demonstrated. Hallelujah. I love that. Yes? The most important one, yes? I use one word.
A place where the word of
which Jesus, the risen Christ, is preached. At least, see, there will be one marker for anybody in this church, in this assembly. You'll be able to explain salvation. At least, I can guarantee anybody that. You know, in calculus, we have proof from first principle. Yeah, that like from Genesis to Revelation, you will be able to explain salvation. So the church is where which word? The words of the risen Christ is preached. Please, everybody again, First Timothy. Are you all there? First Timothy chapter 3. Let me read out verse 15 again. It says, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to be." Are you there, everybody? "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the what? The pillar and ground of the truth." What did I call the meaning of pillar and ground last week? Sir? Aletia. And what's the meaning? The support. Right? So in the church is like the support. The church is the stronghold of the truth. Amen. The church must not be a stronghold of lies. The church is a stronghold of what? Of the truth. And what is the truth? Next verse 16. Everybody, can we take this one together? One, two, go. "And without controversy, great is the mystery of God was." Yes. Yes. "Preach unto the Gentiles, believed on in the word, received up into glory." Amen, amen. So what did I call verse 16? Who remembered? Yes, not just salvation. There's a word I used, sir. What is the truth? Yes, it's salvation. But how did I put it last week? There's a reason why I'm using those direct words. I call it, what the Savior did to save. Hallelujah. What God did to save is the truth.
There is no other truth outside what God did in Christ to save.
Are you with me, somebody?
No other truth other than what God did in Christ to save mankind. So the church must be an empire, a stronghold of this. We build the church upon this foundation.
They asked, that was Matthew 16, right? Said, thou art Peter, thou art Jesus, the Son of the living God. And Jesus was telling him, said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but the Spirit of my Father. And what is the next thing that God Jesus told Peter? He said, the Son of Man will be crucified and be raised again the third day. Then Peter starts carrying blankets. So immediately that Peter spoke against that, what did Jesus say? Get behind me, devil. This is the truth. You don't speak against it. All God did in Christ to save is the truth. So when you are reading John chapter 1, some people will say, the law was given by Moses, John 1:17, right? And grace and truth came by Jesus. They will not say, okay, Jesus brought grace and truth. So we know grace. What is the truth? Say, And at that, all of them, at that junction, they get stunned. Anybody, people that makes that fallacious claim, at that, they just get stunned and quiet. They don't know what to say again. Because they have seen clearly that he mentioned the law. He said the law was given by Moses. So he didn't say grace and the law came by Jesus. Grace and truth. So what is the truth? Say with me. Say grace is the truth. Hallelujah. So it's not that Jesus brought grace. So we say, all of you are just preaching grace. What of truth? Balance grace with the truth. What is the truth? The truth is what God did in Christ to save. I can never forget Pastor Kumuyi's definition of grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. Simple. We have knew this for years, but I didn't know why we didn't believe it. That's just the issue. We didn't believe it, Abby. Say, God's riches at Christ's expense. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, of his fullness, have I received, and grace for grace. Please, if you have a good phone, ensure you collect a Tuesday's message. I really love that. Like, listen to it over. It looks small, but there is something in there for you. Amen. Praise God. Okay, today we are still on the same pedestal. I want you to see something about the church. Then we flow also in the spiritual as usual. Acts 11:26. Don't forget, every scripture is meant to be opened. Amen. Acts 11:26. Now, I read from here. He said, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. Let's read the latter part together. Everybody want to go? Again, the latter part. Everybody want to go? And the disciples were called Christians first in. So what did they do in Antioch? Don't worry, don't change over. Don't worry. So what did they do in Antioch?
Sorry, I will soon send Brother Joshua to the children church. Joshua A. To be the head of children church. Amen.
Acts 19. Are you there with me? Verse 8. Please just focus.
And he went unto the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of how many years?
3 months. Sorry.
3 months. Disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. The word disputing there actually means arguing. It's a Greek word like dialegoma. It means you are arguing. You are arguing with evidence.
Hallelujah. Are you with me?
Say persuading them.
about the things concerning the kingdom of God. Verse 9, are you there? Yes, verse 9, everybody wants to go. And when divers were adding and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them, and what? Disputing daily in the school of worm. Verse 10 now, yes? And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all that dwell in Asia had the word of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. In 2 years, the whole Asia heard the word of God. Hallelujah. Cool boy, it's too small for us. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. And what were they known for? Teaching. Teaching. And especially for ministers, please. Write this down. Ministers, write this down. And focus from, you see something from verse 9. Eh? Let's ensure you write this down. How do I say this now? Your disciples are not actually wait. Look at verse 9. In verse 8, was he disputing? Look at your Bible, everybody. Your Bible. Don't look at me. Verse 8, was he disputing? So in verse 9, what did he do? He separated the disciples, right? But what was he still doing with the disciples? So disciples, are they those who are matured? Amen? Amen? When I said these are my disciples, does that mean that they are exactly like me? They knew all I knew. But your disciples are those who will not oppose you. Write that down, please. They are those, although not yet in your level of knowledge and thinking, they may have questions, they may have reservations, but they will not publicly oppose you. Please, ministers, take note of that. It's not, some people will be, I've seen people that, and they love me, they love my ministry, they love everything I do. They say, but though this salvation of a thing, that salvation of a thing that is still summer for them. But they say, but no issues, but they are still following me and they believe with time they will get it. I say, fine, no problem. Amen? So, but one thing you will not find in disciples is that they will not oppose you. Why did he separate the disciples? See verse 9. When divers were what? They were hardened and believed not and spake evil of the way. Can you see that? They spake evil of the way. Then what did he do? He separated the disciples. And what was he doing for the disciples? He was teaching them. So, disciples are simply saved folks who are ready to learn. Simple. Disciples means save people who are ready to learn. So you don't have to like, you know, you don't get like if somebody says that calling God Alagbada, you know, stuff like that it's not too perfect, and you don't agree with it, it's okay. You don't have to agree. But you trust, like this is the issue I had with a lady. Okay, think about it. Oh, you learned the whole salvation from Brother Ezekiel. You learned how to do the things of the Spirit from Brother Ezekiel. You learned how heaven is yours freely from Brother Ezekiel. You learned the full counsel of God from Brother Ezekiel. He now got to a matter. This man is now saying, God is Alagbada, you know, Allah will tell you. You now said, yes, I am with you. This one now said, no, it's not really like that. Oh. I said, oh, God, calm down. This my man is right now. Are you okay? Is that sensible? Because you learned every other thing from him. Amen. So, you might have reservations, but a disciple will still trust his disciple enough to say, well, I will still follow you. Do you remember John chapter 6? Everybody open John 6, everybody. Sorry, it's like I'm going to turn into a minister's 6. Are you there?
Verse 52 said, the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Very dumb people. Wait for him to cut the flesh and give you. Do you understand? Instead of speaking against Jesus, simply wait till he starts cutting the finger. Or except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and eat the drink. But okay, sir, here's my plate. I need your flesh. And then he will explain. Abi? Or you just heard the one small thing. I just heard that salvation is eternal. I just say, I'm going. What's that? You wait. Be patient. Amen. Okay, come to verse. Okay, you know, from verse 58, it says, this is the bread that came down from heaven, not as your father did eat manna, and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live for how long? Forever. It's so simple. Verse 59. So this thing said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Verse 60. Yes, what happened, everybody? Many therefore of the disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is the accent, who can bear it? Okay, wait, at the end, Jesus knew in himself and said, does this offend you? Okay, come down to verse 64. Verse 66 anyway. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with. Are you there? Okay, 67, yes. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? 68, everybody want to go? Lord, to whom shall we go? Hallelujah. Please, are you saying Peter understood all that Jesus just said? But what did they do? We are with you. That's a disciple. There are people, your disciple is somebody that has seen the grace of God over your life. I said, well, you may not even look like my speck. Like, you may not look like. Like somebody like me now, you know, I'm not touched. Like, really, seriously, I'm not touched. And I'll be touching small. Amen. So at times you can just see one green trouser on top of yellow shirt. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You should know that even before he's even as good as that, we have fought very well at home. Amen. It's not good. It's not good. Hey, wait. Okay. Amen. 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 Praise God. So so following a man is not just, it's not about you agree with everything about him. No. Even you yourself, you don't even agree with everything about yourself. Amen. Amen. Even so, there are some things that you do to yourself. You say, how am I even doing this? You don't even agree with yourself fully. Praise God. But it's simply to trust a man enough in ministry. Sorry. Come to Acts 20. So, what I was saying since is, saved folks are people who are ready to learn. Ready to learn. And I took that from the stuff, the fact that teaching is priority in the church. Acts 20 from verse 28. Brother Joshua quoted that for us earlier. Are you there? Take it therefore unto yourself, unto all the flock of God, over which the Holy Ghost has made you what? Overseers, that you feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Are you there, everybody? Which he has what? Purchased. Which he has made his own. To purchase, it doesn't mean that he just bought you. No. It means he took you for your own self. He bought you to bring you in. Like, it's actually a Greek word that means to acquire. He acquired you for his own self. Amen? Say, I am acquired for the Lord. Say, I've been bought with a price. Therefore, I glorify God. Okay, verse 29. For I know this, that after my departure shall a grievous wolf enter in among you, not sparing the flock. 30. And also of your own self shall men arise, speaking words, perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. 31. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of how many years? 3 years. I cease not to warn every one of you night and day with tears. 32. Everybody want to go? Which is able to what?
build you up. So what has the ability for your spiritual growth? The word.
No, which is able to actually is a Greek word from dunamis, dunamai in Greek. It means the word himself is able. Like the word is sufficient for your spiritual growth. That means if I want to equip you for spiritual battle, if I want to equip you for, I mean, to be strong in the Lord, in the power of His, all I need to do is to give you the word.
Say the word is enough.
Like it's a Greek word, dunamai, D-U-N-A-M-A-N-A-M-A-I. Like, he is able. The word has inherent ability. How do you get saved, somebody? The word. Faith cometh by what? Hearing by the word of Christ. Anyway. Say, for by grace are you saved through faith. And the faith is not of yourself. It's a what?
Gift of God.
How do you receive that gift of faith?
By the word.
That is why all that was written to the unbelievers was, say, as the Holy Ghost says today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Because all the unbeliever needs to do is to listen to the good news. Ooh, hallelujah. You know, it's easy. You know, if there's free bonanza anywhere, somebody is sharing rice, people will gather there. It's good news. I mean, you are sharing stores. Amen. So the good news of Christ is able to build you up. Say, I trust the word to build me up. Oh, I love that. Say, I trust the word.
See, just trust the word. Eh? You cannot teach a man the word and he will remain the same. It's just impossible. You cannot give a man the word of God and he will remain the same.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, Romans 1:16. For is what?
Is the power of God. You cannot give a man the word of God and he will remain the same. It's impossible. Why? The word is all God has. How did God create heaven and earth? The word. How did God speak about the new creation? The word. Why about the incarnation? The word. How was Jesus anointed? The word. How did he die? The word. How was he raised from the dead? The word. How did he ascend? The word. He simply spoke the word.
Amen. Praise God. All the exploits that happened. How did it happen?
The word.
Say the word is able. Say the word is able.
So now, same thing about the supernatural. All you need to do is to keep seeing it. Like, I love Pastor Chris for that. He said, keep saying it, don't stop talking it. Abi? All you need to do is to what? Is to keep seeing it. About the supernatural. You know, remember, like I said, if you don't have that Tuesday message, please get it. Like, just be open-minded and keep receiving. We taught you this, what you can do. Because why I'm just first doing this as a background is that, see, because very soon we enter some very serious hermeneutics, some very lethargic studies, several of them. Amen? Just carry up.
Sorry. Amen, amen. Give the mom. So we enter some very serious study, lethargic stuffs, like serious stuffs. But hey, in those times, it must not be yet that in our church, word, shall you? No, amen. The things of the spirit must keep happening. In the midst of teaching, of preaching, the things of the Spirit must keep happening. It must keep happening. It must not stop. Amen? Praise God. Yeah, I said 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Everybody, 1 Corinthians 2. First Corinthians chapter 2.
So you have to see the power of God as yours. From verse 1 to 5. You have to see the power of God as yours. Power cannot be separated from Christianity. Power cannot, I didn't say may not, power cannot be separated from Christianity. Once you take it away, it just becomes nothing. You can't, you just can't. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. From verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came unto you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Again, say, when I came unto you, I came not with excellency of speech. Excellency there means I didn't come with you with superiority, like a type of superiority in my prowess, in my language. I didn't come with a superiority in character, in words. It's a Greek word that means uparoshe. Upa, then roshe. It means I didn't come with you with a superiority of words, like well-arranged prowess. You remember that guy that was hired against Paul, Tertullius, Abi? You know Tertullius? Say he was a great orator. Like people that when they present their verdict, say, ah, orator. You know, some journalists, you know, I don't know if you remember those years. There are some people that once they are just on Newsline, I just want to hear. There are people like Fatima Abadazan, Christopher, I see one of that man. Like all of them, Aisha Katun, then Aisha Bello now also. Some of them, like that Fatima Abadazan, once she's on the mic, you just like her. Amen. And also some home video. You know, they can just sell you. Eddie Murphy. Amen. Ah, just sell you with words. But Paul said, when I came unto you, I didn't come with excellency of speech. Uparoshe. I didn't come with some high sounding, just speech. See what he said. Focus on that place. Verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you, save who? And him. You know, some people say there's a difference between Jesus Christ and Christ Jesus. I didn't know the meaning of that. Amen. Say Jesus Christ is the one, or God is the one, or Christ Jesus is the one. Don't bother. See, me, this me, I am not interested in Rema. Amen. I'm not interested to him telling you something that you have not heard before. I want to tell you something new so that you can say, Pastor has another dimension. There's no dimension. Amen. Praise God. It's same John 3:16. That's what we'll be saying. Amen. So, once you are seeing someone that is so quick to say, something that is not making sense. Holy Ghost. Ghost Holy. Oh, I only heard before that. Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost are different. So I just say, God bless Christ and Pastor. Amen. I didn't say anything. I said, God bless them. We are not praying for people. Amen. Praise God. So, I didn't come with you with such excellency, declaring unto you the testimony of God. That means when I was declaring is also the same word as preaching. When I was preaching the word of God, I didn't preach to you with excellency of speech. See verse 3. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Verse 4. Yes, everybody. Again, verse 4. Everybody want to go? My speech and my preaching was not with. Again, everybody, again. My speech and my preaching. Wait. Speech there is the same Greek word, my logos. Okay? Same. So that means my words and my preaching. Preaching there is, it means the act of preaching. That means both my words and my style. Thank you, sir. The message and my style. Was not with enticing word of man's wisdom. Now that word is simply like, it's not. And how do you entice a man? Like, who has not toasted a lady here, guys, before? Amen? How do you toast a lady? You mix, be frank, you mix both truth and lie. Abi? Clever. You are the sugar in my tea.
Like, you will, I'm not saying everything is lie, but you have to mix lie plus truth.
That is real balancing.
Thank you, sir. You will balance it together. You will say it. You will so much say it. Actually, in the Greek, that word enticing means to win a friend by intelligence. Like politician. If you want to go up, you sow up. That's what Paul Stephen called. He said, I have not come to you with eye-sounding nonsense. No, when a nonsense is now, it's eye and it's eye-sounding. But what did he come, what did he come with? He came with what? But in demonstration of the Spirit, which is the power of God. Amen. Amen. See, in ministry, this must be your persuasion. This must be your persuasion. Bubu, you are distracting me now. Take her to the back, please. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Don't worry, in 10 more minutes I'll be done here. Yeah. And go to Matthew chapter 8. Everybody, Matthew chapter 8. It's a long scripture. I want us to read it together. Matthew chapter 8. Oh, trust me, we are going to have a great time in this place. Like, seriously, I see great things. Like, I can't doubt it. Seriously, I just can't. Are we all in Matthew chapter 8? Okay, let's read. Until I say stop, I will read verse 1, we'll read verse 2 for me. We continue like that. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Verse 2, yes? Please, I beg you, everybody, I want to hear your voice. Like, not too loud, but I just want to hear the voice of everybody. I want to ensure you are reading. That is how I know how to teach. Verse 3, yeah, and Jesus put forth his hand and said, and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Verse 4. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Verse 6, yes? And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Verse 8. And for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say unto this, go, and he goeth, and to this, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Verse 10. Let me go to verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Verse 14, yes? And he stretched her hand, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Verse 16. Hold on, I want us to read verse 16 and 17 together again. Everybody, want to go? And when the evening was come, they brought him unto him many that were. And he cast out the spirit with his word, and he healed all. Yes, 17. Read it together. Want to go? When evening was come, they are brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out spirit with his word, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying,
himself took our infirmities and bear. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say the supernatural ministry of Jesus is mine. Yeah, that's where I'm going. It's mine. See, they brought unto me all, just all. I don't want to go into all the accounts or acts, everything right now. But just focus on that word, that there is nothing that can escape the power of God that's working you. Nothing. Say all. That is why our speech and preaching is not with enticing word of man's wisdom. Amen. There are some churches that if one demon enter, there may be one town, but all of them will scatter. Amen. Everybody will run away. They run out of scatter. Everybody will disappear. Hey, demon, it's your man. Why? No power. No power. It's just word. What are you doing? Why are you doing success seminar in church? Success. Success. Why are we in school? Amen? Why do we go to school? Some people are 80s. They are successful in that pedestrian. In that plane, they are successful. But in church, the things of the Spirit are their priority. Yeah, just two more scriptures. I'll be done today. I'm sorry we started late. All of you get an umbrella in Jesus' name. If your faith does not carry you to buy a car, buy an umbrella. Amen. Amen. You start sowing seed. To bank, not to me. That's a joke. Acts chapter 6. You can start praying. I want you to start praying in tongues under your breath. I mean, loud but not too loud. Everybody, I want you to start praying in tongues. Acts 6. Master God for 30 in the sober, the roster. Let me read from verse 1. Keep praying in tongues until I tell you to read for me. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there came a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Verse 2, Then the twelve called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye for among yourself some men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, who may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayers and to the ministry of the word. And the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, Philip, and others. And verse 6, whom when they had set before the disciples, and when they had prayed, and they laid their hands on them. Verse 7, everybody want to go? Now verse 8, yes? Verse 8 again, everybody wants to go? And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people, yes? Verse 8 again. And Stephen, go to verse 10, yes? What's there? And they were not able to resist his wisdom and the spirit by which, hallelujah, praise God. And lastly, Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. From verse 1 to 6. Acts chapter 8. Oh, Calvo, Stagapilo, Rostagati, Lantern. Let's be on our feet. Everybody has to read this. Acts chapter 8. Are we all there? Acts chapter 8. You want to read from verse 1 to 6. Everybody, please read as loud as you can from verse 1. Yes, everybody wants to go. And Saul was. Yeah?
there was a great persecution against the churches at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions. Okay, verse 2, and devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. Verse 3. Verse 4, everybody wants to go? Again, verse 4. Verse 4 again. Then they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Verse 5, yes? Philip went down to Samaria, yes? Keep reading. Again, verse 6. And the people with one accord gave heed unto the things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles. Again, verse 6. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Verse 7. For unclean spirit crying out with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many that are taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. Verse 8. And there was great joy in the city. Hallelujah. Say, this is my reality. Hallelujah. Just be in tongues, everybody. Be in tongues. Oh, Savi, Koli Rostagavati, Koli Andadao, Mali Stogapilio, Rastagamalizo, Mala Stomagavilio, Zatatati Stogavanta, Nim Protra Catala, Mosabali, Sokipala, Stegapoli, Malinzo, Malamas, Temegapoli, Malamo, Zambalasta. We have studied so far that these things is as simple. It's as simple as trusting God. Philip went to Samaria, he preached Christ unto them, and the people gave it on things that Philip said, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did, for the unclean spirit crying out with a loud voice, and many that are with palsies, they were all healed. Hallelujah. And there was great joy in the city. I am an ambassador of joy. Oh, Malio Kotali, Kobalo, Zopa. Just pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Mark importance to Gavaliro, Sigapata, the East, Tigge Papa, Papa Panta, Likestoga, Volis, Tigge Piliro, Sigge Pali, Malam. Don't be cold. Just pray. Rianta, Calisto, Vanti, Listo, Vati, Loca, Toli, Vosite, Liposa, Tatil, Rostege Poli, Soga Vitoli, Ostega Valle, Kestoga Tata, Liposa Pali, Rostege Pali, Molimola Patati, Ilimbo Zopili, Rostege Pali, Moshata, Cathedral, Ser, Ilimpos, Tegapata, Tis, Togipali, Rostegeti, Liketoli, Mozopali, Rosso, Balabalabacateo, Yaketo, Lebalabas, Togipali, Mozapala, Mostege Palaketi, Ilibo Zopala, Zopali, Brosho, Ketali, Mozumbalam.
Just pray. Casto, COVID, take a tea. Liquors or Catilos, take a panel today. In Malos, Superior, Catilabo, Zabalabacapolemacapolemacapolemacapola. In Trocambalamos, Zumbalamalamos, Zumbalamacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolemacapolem